This is Nursing Uncensored. Your host, Adrienne Benning, invites you to listen in on real conversations about all things in the nursing world. This podcast is intended for nurses, nursing students, and allied health professionals, but non-medical folk will probably get a kick out of us too. If you like what you hear, subscribe and share. You did it. You got into nursing school. Summer is almost over, and you're feeling nervous and excited, and you want to get started. The biggest adventure of your life is right ahead of you. You're not alone. New nursing students everywhere are in the final stages of preparation before starting their programs, getting health records submitted, going through orientation, making sure they're signed up for all the right classes. Simultaneously, they're trying to enjoy the summer before they settle in for the long haul on the road to being a nurse. If you're an incoming nursing student, you probably already know the benefit of working ahead. Here are some things you should think about while you're sitting by the pool or hiding in the AC, soaking up those last minutes of summer. Number one, review metric system conversions. For those of us living in the United States, these conversions don't always come easy. As a nurse, I'm working with the metric system every shift, calculating dosages, drawing up medications, weighing patients, measuring wounds, taking people's temperatures. It's all metric. It's helpful to know how the metric system works and to have some basic conversions memorized. If you want to get started, there are videos online that can help you refresh your memory or perhaps look at this information for the first time. There are lots of resources, so find the one that works best for you. But don't give up because this topic isn't going away. Number two, review medical terminology. Speaking the language helps get you off to a running start. You may have taken a med terminology class, or at least you've seen some of these things in your prereq classes. Review things you may have had trouble with during anatomy, or challenge yourself with some more complex terminology. There are lots of free and paid apps on your smartphone, as well as flashcard sets online. It can be difficult to tell the difference between an ostomy, an itis, or an emia. Go back and review these things before classes start. Guys, I hated this topic, but number three, review fluid and electrolytes. This is another topic that is never going away, ever. So get to it. I'll never forget how many of my classmates drove themselves crazy panic studying before bombing the fluid and electrolytes exam we had first semester. Avoid being in that group. Do solid review of the material. Make sure you understand. Use your resources like YouTube. I loved YouTube for learning about fluid and electrolytes. Also, you'd be surprised how many great pictorials and little helpful cheat sheets there are on Pinterest. Don't underestimate Pinterest. Number four, and this should go without saying, but I mean it, get organized. This is the time to nerd out with office supplies, folks. Get those big ring binders, fancy tab dividers with pockets, five packs of highlighters. You're going to be given a forest's worth of paper in the next many semesters, and being able to find something at a moment's notice is going to make your life a lot easier. You're going to look really smart to your classmates. I went to every class with a portable three-ring punch and a stapler. Everyone always asked me to use them, so clearly they were money well spent. Number five. Learn about some common medications. Now, I don't expect you to dig into the cardiac meds the summer before your program starts, but you can set yourself up for success with some simple things. Know something about the ones we take all the time at some point in our lives. Aspirin, acetaminophen, Benadryl, diphenhydramine, however you want to call it. Your program is most likely going to make you buy some sort of drug handbook. Get familiar with how the book and each entry are laid out. I like reading the special notes on each medication. You can learn some really strange and interesting things, and useful things. There's actually a parody on YouTube of Bohemian Rhapsody called Bohemian Polypharmacy. So if you're a Queen fan, you might get a kick out of that. So go find that one. Number six, this may be a little late here for you guys, but make sure you're showing up for orientations, info sessions, and that you're networking a little bit. So I didn't really network. I'm not a networker, but your program is going to have some sort of orientation or student info session, maybe more than one. These sessions are simultaneously the epitome of excitement and boredom. There's usually lots of information, including important dates, last-minute details not included in paperwork you've already gotten. They often give greater detail on the overall structure, expectation of the program. They sometimes talk about scrubs, dress code, all of the basics. It also may be the first time you get to see and interact with teachers and faculty in person. Use this opportunity to get questions answered. Even if you don't have questions, listen to other people's in case they thought of something you didn't. Be generally kind to those in attendance also. You may not make a BFF during these gatherings, but these people are likely going to be in classes with you for years. So start off on a good foot and, be the nice one. Number 7. Learn how to read a textbook. This, again, sounds really dumb, but I'm serious here. You're going to be assigned hundreds of pages a week in some cases, and you're not going to have the time to read every word and still, sleep, eat, live your life. Check out this video that I use to guide my research habits in school. It's called Nursing School, How to Study from a Textbook Effectively. And it was put out by Nurse Nicole. So you can find it on her website at nursenicole.com, or you can find it on her YouTube channel. She talks about what she does to get into the chapter of a book. With this information, you can't just sit down and start reading. You're either going to fall asleep or you're not going to comprehend everything. So I really recommend this video. Even if you're not just starting school, go ahead and hear what Nurse Nicole has to say, because I think she gives some solid advice. Number 8. Familiarize yourself with textbooks and resources. So now that you've, heard my spiel about learning how to read a textbook, make sure you spend some time with the ones specific for your program, and mostly the ones that you're going to spend many semesters looking at. Flip through each one, look at the structure of the text, or watch a tutorial on how to use the text, like Ackley's Nursing Diagnosis Handbook. Made me look cross-eyed at first, I had a hard time with that one. It wasn't until the end of nursing school that I was like, I can flip through this no problem and use it super easy. Focus on the book's highlights. Often important information can be gleaned from the chapter objectives, summaries, review questions, pictures, whatever. Do the same with online resources. Look at textbook publishers' online companion sites or the library's database, for example. My school used a couple apps I was able to download for my phone. Find everything that's available to you and then keep what's useful and eliminate things that aren't as you go along. Number 9, review the APA Citation Handbook. This topic is boring. And I'm not telling you to read and memorize a bunch of citation stuff, but this book is not your usual book, and you're going to use it forever, especially if you go to grad school. Make friends with it now. Learn how to find what you need inside of it. I've got lots of tab markers hanging off mine. And also, when I started the BSN program, two different semesters, they had us do a little online class wherein they specifically went over some of the details on how to use the book and some of the most common citations. Errors. It was really helpful to me. One of the things they suggested was that if there's a page that you know you're going to use over and over again, write that page number and the topic on the inside cover of the book. Because while I have all these little tabbies hanging off, it's messy and you throw your book in your bag and it gets all messed up and the edges get frayed. So yeah, just write the pages on the inside cover. Also, what I did is I made myself a cheat sheet and basically gave myself the structure of the most commonly used citations that I was, seeing over and over again, like journals, textbooks, articles, that sort of thing. So I made a template for all of those, photocopied it, put it in a sheet protector, and put it in every single binder that I would take to class. So that way, if we had an in-class assignment on the fly where they were like, do this little activity and then cite your source, and you're like, oh man, I'm so tired and I'm brain dead and I don't want to have to think about doing a citation, you just pull out your little cheat sheet, screw the book, and there you go. You've got everything that you need. If it's something, weird or off, not on your sheet, well, you still have to use the book. But I think having a cheat sheet saved me so much time and effort and really helped me on those days when I was so tired. Made it so much easier to be in class. Also, did you know that there's a totally separate handbook for electronic sources? So it's really helpful if you have access to that book, either through the library or if you want to go ahead and purchase it. Make a cheat sheet for those too, like how to cite a website, how to cite a government website versus something, you know, how to cite a website with no author or an online database or whatever. That can be really helpful. I recommend you find that book as well. And number 10, this is one that I didn't fully understand as a pre-nursing and early nursing student, but now I get it. Start doing NCLEX-style questions now. Go to your app store, download every free NCLEX app you can find. Do all of the questions. Do some every day until you run out of free apps. Do them standing in line at the store, laying on the couch, sitting on the potty, riding shotgun in the car, whatever. If you find a paid app you like, buy it. Whatever you do, practice questions every day until you think you're going to lose your mind. Now, even if you're just starting out and you have no idea what any of these correct answers are, long-term exposure and the way they word questions and what their rationales are going to help you do well on the exam. So, I didn't start doing apps until maybe, you know, once I had finished my LPN and started working on like fourth semester stuff. But by then, I had already wasted basically like a whole year and a half when I could have been pounding through questions. So I wish I would have started sooner because before the exam, I found it to be really helpful. And actually read the rationales. That's the whole point of this, because you'll get to see trends, common themes, especially with questions about patient safety and that sort of thing. I really do believe in the app game. Now, these are just 10 ideas from one nurse, but I believe that periodic attention to these things over whatever time you have left before school starts might actually help smooth out the very beginning that can sometimes be kind of rocky and occur with these very technical programs. There's ton of information to absorb, so any head start you can give yourself is going to pay off. Do you have other tips and tricks for how to set yourself up for success in nursing school? Go ahead and leave a comment at nursinguncensored.com. We are so glad to be starting our programs. I will be starting my last BSN semester. It's my community health practicum. I am simultaneously ready to be done and excited to continue to learn and grow. So I'm sure you'll hear more about that as the semester goes on. In the meantime, go ahead and get started on these 10 things, and I'm sure that the next few years are going to blow your hair back. So hold on. Happy nursing, folks, and happy studying, too. Here at Nursing Uncensored, we may be, well, uncensored, but we're not unfiltered. Protected health information has been changed and concealed to comply with HIPAA. The things we talk about are from years of experience with thousands of patients, things we've read, stories we've heard. If you think we're talking about you, we're not. Also, we're real nurses here to provide helpful and accurate information. But don't take anything we say as fact without doing your own research. Refer to your state's Board of Nursing, Practice Acts, and your institution's policies and procedures if you have questions about your practice. Lastly, our very strong opinions are ours alone and do not reflect those of our employers, educational, or professional institutions. Thanks for listening, and happy nursing, folks.